Gary Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Gary and Tommy.
Welcome to it for your Friday afternoon, and a huge show on the way today, guys.
I mean, tell you what, there's good things that happen on a Friday, right? Like going into the weekend, there's a couple of things you might knock off early, you might start drinking early, but I tell you what, if one of the things is, hey, I'm a chance at winning $1 million. Wouldn't that really get your weekend?
And particularly given over 13 million people in this country are in lockdown and not doing any of those fun things. $1 million would make everybody's life better.
No, it would buy you a plane and you could fly out of lockdown. Not meant to be encouraging it, but just a suggestion.
You can find me in the club.
Hit the clubs. The clubs. Makes me want to hit the club. Hit the clubs.
Rain saying she a gold digger.
Rain is sexy.
Now, you know, with my booty drops, I've started getting the producers to find me a little fun fact about the song that I'm bringing. Last week, what did I bring you? Do you remember where Britney Spears got all of her outfits from Kmart for Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Yes, yes.
All of her outfits from Kmart because they wanted the young girls to be able to afford to go buy them.
And then we worked out that half those outfits were school uniforms and they probably would have been on sale at Kmart anyway.
Yep.
But anyway, you've got to start somewhere.
Today's fun fact.
Yes.
So today's booty drop is Gangster's Paradise by Coolio, right?
Great.
But here's a fun fact for you. Gangster's Paradise is one of the few Coolio songs that doesn't have any swear words in it. It's got no profanity in it because the only way Stevie Wonder would let them sample his song Pastime Paradise, which I'm going to play for you in a sec, was if they promised there'd be no swearing in it.
Because that is a ripping fact.
Isn't it?
Yep.
And
yep.
I didn't even know that Gangster's Paradise even sampled a Stevie Wonder song that he had a song Pastime Paradise. Listen to it.
Tell me who I've been.
So funny.
I think I like it better.
Tell me, what's Stevie Wonder than Coolio? No way.
Remember when we saw Stevie Wonder?
Yeah,
in Vegas.
Wonder in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
One of the many things I did sober in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We walked in and my favorite song was playing and we caught the end of it.
And we cried. Remember?
Hey?
We cried?
Nah.
We did. We cried a lot. I cried a lot that whole night.
No.
Because I was
sober. Because I kept
making
you get me beers.
Gary and Tommy.
Do you remember?
Taking a look back at the archives of your guys' lives.
When was that? When did that happen?
I've sent you a pic that I found in my old photo books.
You've sent me a pic of Ollie.
No, it's
when
me.
He was young.
It's me.
Is that you?
Do you think I look like Ollie?
That's Ollie.
It's me.
That's Ollie with a bandage, with an ice pack on his jaw and a bandage around his head.
Lying in bed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me lying in bed. Can't you see what it is? Because I cut out a little piece of paper and wrote on and stuck on the photo book. And what does it say?
Wisdom teeth,
that's
it says.
That's what I had my wisdom teeth out.
And that's not what I noticed because I noticed, and this has featured in this segment before, your MTV T-shirt that you wore with pride.
Yes, the one my dad brought me back when he missed out the MTV Awards in Europe. Yeah, and I wore that T-shirt around for a long time.
You look like all your kids.
I'm 19 there. I look like all my
Sorry?
Kids into one human. What?
Sorry?
What?
You're 19?
What do you mean? What?
Did you say
Why
9 or 19?
19.
I thought I would have said you're 10.
No, that's my boyfriend in bed next to me.
I thought, I was going to say, is that Brian's brother or something?
No, that there, I'm 19.
What?
I've always looked youthful, I know.
I mean, at Carrie Tommy Show if you want to have a look for yourself.
Mate, that's so disturbing.
Why is
I
that
know.
Disturbing? What,
you,
what,
weren't,
why
were you? You weren't, were
what?
You?
What? I wasn't what? Are you making the having get jiggy with it symbol?
Mate, that's cruel. I can't. You're a little kid.
I wasn't. I was 19. Do you want me to keep saying that?
But you weren't, because I can see.
Do you know what's do you know what's funny? What I think's funny about
Why
that
Why were you
pic,
wearing an MTV top at 19?
Mate, I've got a pic of me at 28 still wearing it too.
But I guess you weren't then
she
either.
12.
Yeah.
But what made me laugh, so I had my wisdom teeth taken out, and what made me laugh was I still thought I looked good enough that I should invite my boyfriend over at the time. If I could do that time again, I would have just not seen him for a few days.
Yeah, well, you should not see him for 10 years until you're old enough. What is happening?
He went on to become a political journo, actually.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get over. I can't even focus on the wisdom teeth thing because I cannot get over the age thing.
Going to ask, is that your dad?
Yeah, bro. Well,
boyfriend. He's the same age as me. He's 19. Do you think he looks 50 and I look 9?
Yes, but that's why I said, Jesse, that's why I said Brian's brother, because I know Brian well enough to know that's definitely not him. But I thought maybe it was.
I'd sit in bed with my uncle after getting my wisdom teeth.
It's weirder that you sit in bed with someone that's 20 years older, but not in your family.
Have you had your wisdom teeth out?
Yeah, recently.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like when we've been doing this show.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I just did it on a weekend.
You did not. Did you look like that? Did you get a thing to put around your face like that?
Yeah, but mine were pretty fine.
Oh, were they already out? Mine were under the skin.
No, mine were out.
Mine were like deep down. I had to go under. Did you go under?
Yes, I went under. Yeah, right.
I can't believe you just popped back to work on Monday. I was bedridden for a long time.
Yeah, because you were nine.
<You're a kid. laughs>
You didn't pop back to work because you weren't legally allowed to for another 6 years. The paper round can wake
you. I used to do a paper round when I was 15.
I'm sure you
that
did.
That was 4 years before this photo was taken.
Gary and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
Tell the nation, Jesse, how much am I winning by?
Bro, you're getting close. I feel like this is probably the closest you've been around the middle of the year for a long time.
Okay, probably since last year.
Seven. Usually by this point of the year,
creeping.
You're getting flogged.
Not bad.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I don't play well under pressure. I wish I didn't know that.
When Bickers is on the rope, she goes to water.
Alrighty, song number one.
Because getting jiggy with it, Will Smith. Getting jiggy with it. Can anyone not dance when they hear that song? If you do, you're soulless. If you can't, you're soulless.
Is that how you check?
That was a real threat. If you do, if you can't, you're soulless. Yeah.
That's the new check. Like for vampires, it used to be if you can't see your reflection. Mm. But now we've got a new one.
If you stay still to get jiggy with it. Yeah.
All right, 1-0, song number two.
Tommy. Turning me on at the right temperature. Hey, just let us sing and have fun for a bit. It's Sean Paul.
Sean DePaul.
Turn me on. Heating up. Something about warmth.
Because
it is Sean DePaul. Temperature.
I
got the
right temperature. I think I should have got that.
What, for heating up?
I just think I was around about the right place.
Yep, roundabout doesn't count with this game.
Sometimes it should.
All right, song number three, 2-0. This is to stay in the game, Tommy.
Carrie.
Because.
I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo.
Three, two, one.
Stop it. You cheated, Eli. I saw you give that to Tommy.
What do you mean?
I saw it.
Tommy.
You play dumb now.
What are you doing?
Now you're laughing so much.
What are you talking about?
Give it to
about?
Us then, Tommy. What is that?
What was it again? What was it?
Are you now texting him? No. Oh, my God, he's texting
no,
you.
No, he's not.
I'm
airdropping. He's
airdropping
me.
My God. I can see it there on your phone. You're a pack of cheaters.
Do not disturb. Look, I'll show you. It is not here. Hang on. Let's actually prove this.
No, now you're deleting
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay, what's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer?
It is Riding Solo, Jason Derulo.
Yeah, you got that answer, but fine.
We can check my text.
Whatever. Cheater.
2-1.
Doesn't take long. Oh, nothing. Yep, go.
Carrie.
Because.
It is.
Three. Two.
Good. You know you want it.
One.
You know it. Oh, what's his name? I don't like him.
Yeah. Tommy.
Oh.
It's Robin Thicke.
Oh, I can remember. I remembered.
Is it Good Girl? I'll just give it to me. Make it
Blurred Lines.
It is Blurred Lines.
Oh, is that Blurred Lines?
know you want.
My brother had a film clip watching the explicit version of that video clip.
I think I've just worked out what blurred lines mean.
Did I make any sense there?
I was wondering what that story actually meant.
Did I just have a stroke mid-sentence? My brother had a car crash. Yeah. Because he was watching
Glad you explained that story.
So where are we at? Score-wise, so it is fascinating as your tale.
2-1. We have one song to go. Okay. Tommy can tie it up because for the win.
Tommy's
Tommy.
That is My Humps, and that is by Black Eyed Peas.
Two.
Because of my humps. Two all.
Yeah!
Wouldn't you believe it?
Celebrating a draw like a win!
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Mm. I mean, I know most people in Australia can't go anywhere at the moment, but don't go anywhere because still to come on this show, we have a clue for how you could win $1 million.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me funny?
Because like you, $1 million.
Dollars. That's how many of them there are.
If we
there
used to
are
do
you
this
doing
dance.
Accents for dollars no. like he was doing different nationalities' currency?
No, yeah, when I went to Carnival, but they called it Carnival in Trinidad, which is similar to Carnival
Why
in
are you
Rio.
Calling it something different if
no,
they call
they
it Carnival?
No, because they call it Carnival, but everyone always says, anyway, it's Carnival in yeah. Trinidad.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know why you're calling it
anyway,
Carnival.
Anyway, there's a song. The reason better. I said it weird is because there's a song we used to dance to, and I'll give you the everyone would get down low and find themselves someone to get behind and then
get behind
sounds like a fun party
like $1 called dollar.
How many people ended up pregnant from that dance?
Yeah, and they're people you don't know dancing in the street. It was a lot.
Is there contact?
Yes,
in the thrust
contact.
Is there?
It's a different time.
Isn't that? No, I reckon that time still exists at Carnival.
Maybe a different time for me.
Yeah, not Carnival.
Hey, up next though, we are going to play Million Dollar Album.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Friday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is not a chance to be a millionaire. We are going to make one person a guaranteed millionaire. We are giving away $1 million before this is over.
I find every time we play this game that I'm sweaty under the pits and in my palms.
Yes, I got a rash on my knuckle from it.
Yes, yes. It's the most money any in Australian history, guaranteed.
No one's ever given away a guaranteed million
radio,
bucks.
Radio history.
Australian radio.
World history.
Aviation. Aquanautical history. And playing today, we have the great man, David. G'day, Dave.
G'day, how you doing?
You are, as we said, we're rashy, we're tense and we're sweating. How are you doing?
I'm exactly the same, actually.
David, you know the rules. You got 30 seconds. There are 10 questions. We'll take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. 10 questions correctly. You'll not only win $10,000 in cold hard cash, you'll also get your spot on Million Dollar Day, which is your chance to win that guaranteed million. If you don't know the answer, you can pass. We'll come back. Time starts at the end of your first question. Bickers is going to give you your questions and your letter. David, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your letter, Dave, is K for kindergarten.
K, right on.
All right, ready to play now. Name an Australian animal.
Kangaroo.
A fast food chain.
Pass.
A Hollywood actress.
Pass.
A fruit.
Kiwi fruit.
An R&B artist.
Pass.
A body part.
Knee.
An appliance brand.
Pass.
A Broadway musical.
Pass.
A cartoon character. Oh, that was a tough one.
Kay's tough.
Oh, Kay is tough, David. You did as well as, I was going to say you did well, you didn't. But I wouldn't have done well either, David. It's Kay's a very hard one.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
Even when you said the letter was K, I was thinking in my head, what words do I know that start with K? And I got down, this was my whole list. Kangaroo, kayak, see ya. That was it. That was all I had.
I confused myself with knee as well.
I know. David, you can re-enter, get your family to re-enter. $1 million is up for grabs with Million Dollar Alpha Bucks. We'll play again soon.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because the other day I asked you a quick hypothetical question that went south for me very rapidly. Because you got $1 million now, what do you spend it on? First thing, and I've taken the million off you. Oh, see?
I wouldn't give you $1 million.
Would you give Jesse $1 million before he gave me
$1 million? I'd give everyone on this team $1 million before I gave you $1 million.
I'm glad I took the million back off you.
Sorry, exactly who would be your first choice?
That is interesting.
And we never quite got to the bottom of that.
No.
So,
I mean, Pip, I'm just putting it out there that you wouldn't be first because you were last to join the team. I don't want it to be awkward or anything.
I've known you for years, Carrie.
Yes, I know. But if we're talking about this radio team, you are the last to join. So I just want to get it out there. It would not be you.
They save the best till last. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Haven't you known Pip the longest?
Yes, but newest to this radio team. And this is a radio hypothetical.
So you don't value all the time you've spent with Pip?
Oh, I do. But just for this radio hypothetical, it's related to the radio show, the radio team.
So you only value...
Because in real life, if there was real life, I would not give any of you the money. So this is a hypothetical radio chat.
It's a way to really just chuck a dagger at everyone.
Would
before
you give the $1 million to this team if you got $1 million in real life?
You know how hypotheticals work? You go, yep, absolutely. I value you all very much. And I'd give you the million plus.
Split it evenly amongst everybody.
Cut the crap. So you don't value time with Pip.
I'm just saying if I had to order Pip, I mean, I'd probably just pick out of the hat. Like even now I've scrunched up their names and pieces of paper
because
it's
mate.
Making it. So just if I was just to pick out a name.
We're doing it with the people you like the most.
When I picked out the name, it was you, girl.
Make her choose. Yeah,
it's tricky. And Sonda's giving me her puppy dog eyes, so she wants the cash.
Sonda, you think...
Well, now she's leaning in. What are you going to, like, romance me?
No, I just think
you?
Without like a shadow of a doubt, it's me. It's definitely me.
Why do you think it's you?
I just feel like we've got a connection.
After you made me wear a snake? I don't reckon, mate.
Would
come
you?
On, definitely. I'm definitely your favourite producer. Is she joking right now?
You put a snake around me, mate.
Remember when you called her
think
not maternal?
Think about that next time. Yes, I forgot that.
That was even worse than the snake.
Kim, I'm so sorry. You're not at the bottom, actually. Sonda is.
Are you joking?
Well, I forgot those two things. You've got to think about the consequences for your actions, mate.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
This is not very maternal, the way you're slashing us all to bits.
We are not my children.
Good point, well made.
Yeah.
What about young Jesse over there?
Nah. Young Jesse. Oh,
sorry.
Why is that a no from you, Son?
If it's not me, it's sure as shit not him.
Why?
Why?
Just because I'm just he's more connected to Carrie than you.
He's from my hometown of Perth.
Yeah.
And it would mean a lot more trips back home for you, Jess.
That would be really sweet because, and
if it's a pity million, then fine.
I thought that's why you assumed. I thought that's why you assumed you were getting the pity million. I thought that's why you thought you were shooing.
Nah, I think I'm Carrie's favourite.
This is just a different chat to what I thought it was going to be. It's not who would get the million, it's who's your favourite producer.
Yeah. As if you're not going to give your favourite producer the million.
Sometimes there's other things at play.
Oh,
okay, like what?
Like the one that's got the most potential.
To what? to have $1 million.
To achieve something in life with that million.
Who's so
that?
You only want to...
Not you, babe. We've discussed this.
This is not a gift. This was all of a sudden an investment.
I feel like...
I reckon if I gave that $1 million to Eli, he could do amazing things with it.
This is just because you think Eli's got beautiful eyes. Yeah, and
as soon as she thinks that someone's hot.
I do. No, I think also I could strong arm Eli into giving me half the money. Yeah, I knew he would. Yeah.
What about Jezelenko on the Pots and Pans? How are you?
Jezelenko's an interesting one because he'd never ask ever. He would never put his hand up for it. Mm. And I reckon he'd be a great one to really surprise with it. So he wouldn't think he'd get it, right? And then I'd drop it at his doorstep. Mm. And I reckon his response would be so nonchalant.
Yes.
Be like, thanks, mate.
But you know what you need to do to
I don't know if that would be a good enough response for me.
Yes, but
you know, I want something a bit more.
But I love it and I just want to extrapolate out this theory a bit more. So you want to drop it at Jez's doorstep. Yep. So to find someone's address, you of course need to know their full name. What's Jez's last name?
It's a tricky one. It's Jeremiah's his first name, and there it's something with a K. Jeremiah.
That's definitely one of the syllables in there.
No, it's Bilmick or Bilmick.
It's a Bilmick.
Is it? Jeremiah Bilmick. Is it something like that?
Yeah, it's interesting. If you
Because under my phone it just says Jez Radio.
Is Radio your last name, Jez?
What's your last name?
With a K. It's Radio.
Oh, that's good because that's a sound they make when you turn the radio off. It's good. What about Producer Bell?
I think Producer Bell would maybe spend it on the wrong things. She'd just go buy Chanel handbags or something, and I don't feel like the best
Producer
use of the money.
Bell? Yeah. I reckon Producer Bell would invest it.
Oh, she'd go buy Bitcoin or something dumb that's never going to make any money. would you not go buy a Chanel handbag with some of the money?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And how's your Bitcoin investment going?
Not good.
No.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungo in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungo in the Jungle.
We are celebrating the release of Disney's Jungle Cruise by dropping you guys off for a night in the jungle, and you've got to survive.
It'll be pretty dramatic if we don't.
I think they'd have to pay more for that sponsorship. Yeah. Harry and Tommy die in the jungle.
Jeez, that would be the...
What would that be worth, do you reckon?
More for you than me. But...
Do you reckon that would happen, that conversation? Well, if you want to pay for Tommy to die in the jungle, it'd cost around this much.
Yes. But I do reckon in the pitch meeting, that would have been an incentive. They'd be like, look, now obviously we hope the guys survive, but if they don't, pretty good at brand exposure.
Well, Producer Sonda is sure trying to make us work hard for our survival.
Yes.
What is today's thing we are playing for?
You know how yesterday you have no tent?
Yeah, we lost our tent.
Yes, you lost a tent.
If we don't pass our challenges, we lose items.
I think I should still have had a tent because I was pretty saucy with my story, but whatever. I've got no tent.
Not saucy enough. Mm-hmm. I'm not evil. I am going to make it more comfortable today. You're playing for bedding, so that's a mattress and a pillow.
Oh, is that an option?
Yeah.
Oh, you can sleep on a mattress under the stars.
King's eyes?
Why? I don't want to.
Who are you
like my own, thanks.
No, I like to stretch out.
Oh.
Arms out, legs
akimbo.
You're
not that big, mate.
Yeah, I am. Especially with my
not even
denim
6 foot,
pants
surely.
For me. I'm 6 foot in heels.
Are you? Yeah, in heels.
When do I get to pay for my heels?
Do you want heels?
No.
Okay.
We've got to hike into the jungle, though. You're going to hike in your heels?
Yeah, well, they make my calves.
A wedge would be good. Wedge is a lot easier.
That's what I'll get from my denim hot pants.
Yeah.
So today's challenge, when we saw the movie, I loved all the dad jokes that Dwayne The Rock Johnson did.
It was
a very funny movie.
Yeah.
Funny, and it really killed me.
Yeah.
So it should actually be really easy. All you've got to do is find a hilarious dad joke. If you can make me laugh, you'll win a mattress and a pillow. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, nada.
Okay, we go now?
But dad jokes are notoriously bad. So if you don't laugh, it almost means it's a better dad joke.
How many jokes are they allowed to try on you?
I was just going to say one each, all or nothing.
I've got a ripper.
We're doing it next.
Okay. Yeah, okay, right. But mine's
ready. I've got to start looking because I'm not a dad, obviously.
Hang on, is yours one that you've made up?
That was the most dad joke.
That's why Tommy's got so many ready to go.
Shut your mouth, Izzy.
Join Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt for the adventure of a lifetime in Disney's Jungle Cruise in cinemas July 29 and on Disney Plus for premiere access July 30. We're going to do that next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon and we're in the middle of this...
Get down. Dwayne The Rock Johnson here.
Hi, it's Emily Blunt here.
It's Carrie and Tommy's Fungo in the Jungle.
There'll be nothing cruisy about this jungle adventure.
Carrie and Tommy's Fungo in the Jungle.
Celebrating the release of Disney's Jungle Cruise by dropping you guys in the jungle.
Yeah, we are. I'm sorry, because. Yep.
Excuse me. Sorry, I needed to sneeze. Oh.
Yep. Get that hay fever out before you're in the jungle, mate.
That corona isn't gone before we get there. I reckon you need more excitement in your life if a sneeze is fun.
Even at the peak of excitement, I can still enjoy a sneeze.
That's weird that you're doing it then.
Yeah.
Real weird. Anyway, we're spending a night.
It's scientifically proven.
No, that's just because it's a slow build up and a quick release.
Okay, whatever.
It's not. If you're quick sneezing, release, like, anyway.
Okay. Let's do today's challenge.
Yes.
Producer Sonda has set us a challenge to make sure we can take in some mattresses and bedding and pillows into and stuff to be able to take that into our night in the jungle. Yes. We have to deliver the best dad joke.
Mm. Now, I love jokes of any kind. I love dad jokes. I love dirty jokes. I love clean jokes. Anything. Kids jokes. Yep. I love them all. But there's only been one dad joke that I ever heard that made me laugh out loud, and I will tell it to you in a minute. Do you want to go first?
Oh, you want to go last because you think yours is going to be so good, do you?
It's if you don't laugh at the joke that I'm about to tell you, you've got no soul.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, which one should I go with?
Is producer Sonda worried if she's got a soul?
No. But I don't want to laugh because I want them on the floor.
Oh, but don't be like that. Okay. Just allow yourself to lean in and
all
enjoy.
Right. Okay. I'm open.
Do you want first, second, or third?
Third.
Okay. Why do dads take an extra pair of socks when they go out golfing?
Why?
In case they get a hole in one. Okay, I should have gone with one.
Don't do that.
Sorry, too much help.
Okay, one more. Just give me one more try.
That was bad.
I'm afraid for the calendar.
Why?
Its days are numbered.
That's good. Are we paying that though? Because the first one was awful.
I don't know what the first one wasn't. Just that was nothing.
Okay. You can choose between a mattress and a pillow. What do you want?
A mattress.
Okay,
a mattress.
Fair enough. That's fine.
Oh my god, I get a mattress.
Why don't we get both?
Because she told one lame joke.
This joke comes courtesy of one of Australia's favourite dads. This joke is from Bo Ryan, and when I heard him say it, it made me laugh so much.
Yep.
Here is said joke. He goes, "Oh God, my uncle unfortunately had to go to the doctor because he was having a bit of trouble downstairs, you know, and so the doctor prescribed him." He said, "You're impotent," and prescribed him Viagra. And to be honest, he didn't take the news too badly, but my auntie, she took it hard.
Full betting for Tommy. Disney's Jungle Cruise in cinemas July 29 and on Disney Plus with premiere access July 30.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Lockdown in any form, either last year or this year, has sucked for everybody.
Sucker de balls.
Well, it's funny you say sucker de balls because imagine having to go through lockdown while undergoing high-dose chemo for a testicular cancer relapse. That is what comedian Michael Schaefer had to do, and he joins us now to chat all things the nether region. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Schaefer, the first thing I need to apologise for is I did not mean to make that link so flippantly when we were just talking then.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Oh, look, I had a tough year, but, you know, some people had it worse. Like, I had a friend who said he had to homeschool his kids, and I was like, oh, that's much worse, you know, because when you get cancer, you're like, I'm going to beat this. But when you got to teach Jaden algebra, you're like, honestly, kill me now. So I have a lot of empathy for those parents.
First of all, how are you? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I just got a clear scan the other week, so things are great. So to everyone listening, don't worry. This isn't my make-a-wish. Like, things are good. Don't stress.
How did you originally find out that you had the cancer?
Well, my right ball was getting bigger and bigger, and I just thought I was just becoming more masculine. But I went to my GP, and he had a look at it, sends me off for an ultrasound and a blood test, and, yeah, that's how they confirmed it.
What's the first, because I imagine when you're doing your show now, people know what it is. They bought a ticket to see you. The name of the show is in the title. People know what they're in for. But I imagine when you're starting to do material about it, you're appearing at comedy clubs where there's 10 comedians on and you're just one of them, and then suddenly you're talking about cancer. Is it a shock to people?
Yeah, it's a real shock, especially like when I started doing it and like I wasn't getting any laughs. So people would just be like, there was a weird TED talk in the middle of that show the other night. That was really strange.
Sonda, our producer, is finding all that very, very it's funny. She doesn't even have headphones on.
I feel like there's that go-to thing that people say when they're like, oh, it's worse than cancer. And they're like, what is? And they're like, a guy talking about cancer.
That is the worst thing about cancer, when cancer survivors then try to do jokes about it. That's absolutely the worst. But, you know, I did the show at the comedy festival, and my oncologist came along to see the show, and I've never felt so much pressure in my life, because this guy spent so much money and time saving my life. Like, I've got to be funny, otherwise he's going to be like, well, it wasn't worth saving him. And so I was so nervous. Next day he sends me an email out of nowhere, and he just says, great show, Michael, well worth the chemo. So
Schaefer, there's a weird life and death theme around how people talk about comedy. So if you go well, you kill, and if you go badly, you die. And in your case, sometimes you could be dying whilst dying. Is that daunting?
I got to be really careful if I say that on stage, be like, oh, no, I'm dying up here. Oh, wait, well, you know what I mean. Like, yeah. I have to really explain that to the crowd. Yeah, that's just how egotistical comedians are, though, that we just turn everything into a life or death situation. Yes. Like, if someone doesn't laugh at a joke, we're like, oh, well, now I'm dead. Like, we're so dumb that way.
Have you been nervous? I need to cough, hold on, which you're not allowed to do anymore.
I don't cough into my mouth. Weird.
Have you been nervous about getting COVID? Because obviously you'd have all your immune issues anyway as a result of going through chemo and stuff. How's COVID been for you?
Yeah, like, I was a little bit nervous about it. But honestly, there's like, you get a lot of power if you get COVID, you know, because if you say someone's a close contact, they got to lock down for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I reckon I would just lie and say it's people I don't like. You know?
So that was stuck home for 2 weeks.
Yeah, they'd just be like, oh, who have your close contacts been? I'd be like, oh, you know, I had coffee with my high school bully, Matthew Davidson.
Have you had the jab yet?
Yeah, I actually just got the second dose. Yeah, I actually qualified early because of the cancer from last year. So, right. You know, obviously played lucky. The long game to get to get that that second dose. But, yeah, I got the second dose. And then the clinic, I think, made a mistake. I hope they made a mistake, because they sent me an email booking me in for 3 more doses.
What?
And, yeah, just add, like, I think it was an admin error, but I haven't told them. So I'm just kind of going to take them, I reckon. Like,
which one are we talking? Is it a mix of both or just?
Well, I got the 2 AstraZenecas first. Yeah. I'm not a coward, so I'm just going to go and get the AstraZenecas. And then they booked me in for 3 more. I'm going to go back in for 2 more doses of Pfizer, and I reckon I'll roll it out with Moderna at the end. I reckon that's the plan.
I didn't even know there was a Moderna.
I think it's coming.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah.
It's coming. I'm getting it. I'm going to be the most vaccinated person in the world. You know, I'm going to have like just 5G directed to my eyeballs. Like, it's going to be so good.
You can get 3-peat t-shirts made up for yourself. Good. Hey, for more info where you can get tickets to Michael's show 110%, head to his website, michaelschaefer.com. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, legend.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do you have it, or am I going to give it?
Oh, damn. Sorry, because it's in my pile of paperwork here.
Don't have it just in your pile of paperwork. This is a $1 million clue.
Yes.
Frame it, mate.
I should, actually. Yeah. Every day?
Yeah, well, I guess you are giving one every day.
Yeah.
And then reframe it the next one.
Yes. The clue for playing $1 million Alpha Bucks. And clue is a generous word, because really, it's just one of the answers.
Yes.
8 a.m. Monday with the Brekkie Shows. Your clue is BMW.
Which means the letter's going to be B.
It does.
I just have to spell that out. Hey, you know how I was telling you earlier in the show how I went to Carnival in Trinidad?
Carnival.
No, that's what they call it in Rio. In Trinidad, it's just called Carnival. Anyway, you dance around the streets for 2 days and the music's
remember,
amazing.
You're dancing and thrusting and saying,
because
dollar,
I said, yes, because I said $1 million Alpha Bucks. Yeah. And I said it like that because this is the song from that year. So it starts like this. And it gets faster and faster and faster, and it's a hip thrusting thing, right?
Yes.
And then everyone gets in a row, guys, and then together they go. Dala, 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 dala. And it's so fun. We should have a carnival party through the streets. We should bring it to Australia.
Because there's nothing I'd love more, but it just doesn't sound like us all thrusting on each other.
No, we'd have to 1.5 metres apart.
And we'd have to wear a little mask on our junk and a little mask on our bums. And oh, God.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Friday afternoon.
Because everyone loves a bargain, right?
If you don't love a bargain, there is something wrong with you.
Yes. Well,
I feel like it's un-Australian not to love a bargain.
Really? Mm. Okay. Cassandra, we also know that our executive producer, the boss on this show, she loves a bargain. She's actually got down to the point where she was saving money on sultanas by reusing the same sultana box, but
that's
filling
right,
it up from
with
a bigger
fresh
packet for
sultanas
a little,
for her
little
son.
Boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's. I don't feel like that's the same category.
That's too
just
far.
Sad.
Okay, yeah, let's see if we can try and give you bargain advice that's not sad.
Just the tip with Tommy.
Tip it real good.
This is the tight ass edition. If you are looking to save some money, I've got a couple of quick ideas for you.
Okay.
Now, the first one I think is great. Then they go real downhill from there.
Okay.
So the first one is, this can work for guys or girls, mm-hmm. right? You have to dress up and just so you look nice, make a book in a restaurant for two people, mm-hmm. make it for, say, 7:30. Mm-hmm. Then get there, you're going by yourself. Mm-hmm. Get there, and then when you first sit down and they say, oh, would you like a drink to start? You say, no, I'm just waiting for a date.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And then after 10 minutes, grab the waiter and go, actually, sorry, I don't know when they're turning up. I'll have one drink, please.
Yep.
And then you just keep ordering drinks
yep.
until after an hour
yep.
you say to the waiter, oh, God.
I've been stood up.
I don't think they're coming.
Yeah.
And
you
reckon
get them for free.
9 times out of 10,
yep. That's
that
great.
Restaurant
I
will
love
give you
that.
The drinks for free.
Amazing. Great tip.
Thank you.
Does that happen too often?
Yeah. You got to learn through experience, you know. This is one that I did as a kid, and maybe this is good for the kids out there. Recycling, fantastic thing
great.
To do. Right?
Kids love it. Soft plastics at the moment. My kids, all they want to do is recycle soft plastics.
Oh, well, I was into the cans because you could make money off
yes.
those.
Do you know, one of my first jobs in radio was working for Radio for the Blind, where people would just read out the newspaper for people that couldn't read the newspaper
yes.
for themselves. And I went there so excited that I was going to be involved in the broadcasting of this radio station. And my job was to find a recycling plant for all the cans that they collected around the office.
That's nice.
And I did it so well, I got the best write-up from them.
That's great.
Yeah.
And so did you get to read the newspaper?
No, I never.
Oh.
No, but I collected the cans, saved them some money.
If you, that's good. That's
yeah.
good. That's good. If you were reading the newspaper and a story was particularly sad, would you edit it?
No.
I reckon
I'd
I would.
Put a little bit of sad music behind it.
I'd
just really get the emotions going, you know.
I reckon I'd tweak it.
Why?
Because I'd feel like, well.
But they're not coming to you for an editorial. They just want the newspaper read to
they
them.
They don't know they're not coming to you for
well,
an editorial.
Well, that's offensive.
No, because they don't know you're doing the editorial. Why is that offensive?
Because you can't just choose to edit for people the facts of what's happening in the world.
Yes, make it a nicer place.
You've not seen Fox News in America.
Anyway, when you go with cans, right,
yep.
they weigh the cans and they give you money. Here's a tip for the kids out there. Fill a couple of cans with sand. They'll weigh more.
I work hard every motherfucking day, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got an end of milk, end of week meal that'll save you some cash.
Oh yeah,
yep. I like to make an end of week omelette.
Sorry,
so you get everything
for dinner.
You get everything that you've got in
I'd rather a box of sultanas.
I thought we were
what's
editing
it called?
Sad
the crisper.
Yeah,
you get everything out of the crisper.
Oh,
and you just use a couple of leftover eggs and
a
bit of leftover cheese, and there's your meal.
Oh, you even said leftover eggs,
and you know
which
who does
makes
that.
Me think you're not cooking them for the first time.
No, I just mean the last few in the cun before your next order comes.
Who does that?
Kate Langbrook. I told her about that years ago when I worked with her, and now every now and then she sends me a pic and she's like, we're just doing an end of week omelette. It's a thing.
I mean,
it's a real thing.
It's real. I'll tell you what, it's real sad, but it is better than my last one.
What's your last one?
Put glow in the dark paste around the TV so you can turn the brightness down and save power. I didn't deserve that music.
No, you definitely didn't.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Okay, do you have some Minion sound effects?
Bubble.
Great.
Sorry?
More than that?
Did you just call Carrie Popper? Jesse.
Have you got any heels?
Ba, 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 na, na.
Okay. That's set the scene. We're talking about
could
minions.
Could we only get like royalty-free minions or something?
We have to be under 3 seconds.
Abrupt, yeah, yeah. Why have they just got such abrupt endings on these set of things?
And we also need our digital guy here so that he can help interpret what I'm about to talk about. Web guy Eli, are you in the house?
I'm in the house.
You need to go bop.
Bop, bop, bop.
That's better.
Okay, I need you to tell me what's happening in my house at the moment. So,
yes.
As a bit of a lockdown fun thing to do, we went and got Maccas on the weekend.
That is fun.
Times are tough.
That's fun.
That's what's called fun in our house.
What do you mean? That when I was a kid, that was the funnest thing you could possibly do.
Yeah, but I feel like in this day and age, it's not the funnest thing you could do. I feel like that's me really scraping the barrel.
I don't think that ever gets old for kids.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Yeah. I mean, they were pretty excited about it.
There's nothing better.
Yeah. Oh, great, great. Well, then I'm nailing parenting.
Yes, you are.
Can I just do that every weekend?
Yeah.
Great.
Absolutely.
And then I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Done. Anyway, we went and all got Maccas. And
what did you get?
Actually, I didn't get I came home and had minestrone
soup. Now, that is scraping the bottom of the barrel. You've gone from the funnest food to the most... Who eats minestrone soup when they're not sick?
It was so delicious.
It's not
big
a,
chunks of chorizo sausage and parmesan.
That's not a by choice food.
It was so yum.
Oh, mate. That's grim.
I ate some of the kids' chips, though.
So your kids were tucking into Happy Meals and you had a sad meal. Minestrone soup.
And what I didn't get with my minestrone soup is what the kids got with their Happy Meal, which is a toy.
With food. Which is also food.
Toy. They got a toy, right?
Could you not eat solids or something? What was it? What?
I just had toothpicks extracted.
Why were you eating?
Because I'd made this beautiful minestrone soup. Then
That's
we decided
an oxymoron.
As a fun thing to do. It was really delicious.
You put four minestrone soup, which means it's still barely edible.
It had like chickpeas in it and leek. It was really yum. Anyway.
Hey, kids, are you sure you don't want chickpeas and leek?
They love chickpeas.
Are you sure you want a cheeseburger, fries and a Coke and a fun box and a toy?
So this toy is the bit that I need Eli's help for.
Yes.
Because all of a sudden I heard Ollie go, "Oh, Evie, you've got the gold one."
Mm-hmm.
And I did see as we were driving in through the driveway of Macca's a little thing about this gold thing is worth a lot. I don't know what the gold thing is.
Gosh.
I don't know what she's got. But then he started telling her, he started Googling and he's like, it's worth like a huge amount of money online.
Yeah.
It's like rare. I think it must be like catching
this
a Pokemon.
Is like when
it's
they had,
rare.
When they had Ushies or whatever they were called at the supermarket.
Okay, so she's apparently found a rare one. So he's trying to tell her not to open the package, but she's already opened it because she wants to play with her toy. Obviously, he doesn't care about the monetary value.
Hang on. Are you about to tell me that you don't know what this thing is?
I don't know what the thing is.
Then why did you get Jesse to get Minions sound effects?
Oh, because I think it's something to do with Minions.
Oh.
Because they were all making that sound effect while playing with them.
Right, okay.
So I know it's something to do with Minions.
Okay.
Yes.
What is it?
I've scoured the web.
Yeah.
There is a rare gold Minion that comes in some Happy Meals. And it sounds like your daughter was one of the lucky ones who got one.
How much is it worth?
What I want to know is what is it worth online?
So I've been going through eBay. Mm-hmm. Now, there's one auction that's currently... running. It ends in 4 days, and at present, the bid's at $4.
Let's get it.
Ollie told me it was. I'll stop laughing at me, Minions. He told me that she could get 50 for it.
I can't.
No?
I withdrew my entry for $1 million alpha bucks.
Well, I've also looked at the rarity of this, and I see that 1 in 10 Happy Meals has a gold one.
Hang on. But we're focusing on the wrong thing here.
And they also sell up to 3.2 million Happy Meals a day.
Well, hang on. Now for McDonald's.
Hang on. We're focusing on the wrong thing.
What?
What toy did you get with your minestrone soup?
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Friday afternoon, and there are still heaps more to come, the Sarvo guys.
Still to come, actually, very, very soon. I'm going to tell you how I think the middle child in our family may have, unbeknownst to her, made us a bit of sweet cash.
Dude.
Yes.
Really?
Dude.
Okay.
I should point out, too, Dude's written us a list here of what we should be covering on the show today.
Oh.
Yeah, she's being producer. She told producer Sonda that she isn't the boss of our show, that she is.
So.
And then. Producer Sonda, started arguing with her. It was all very weird.
So these are like the what everybody's talking
Cold
about.
Topics.
If we want cut through, water cooler chat, here's where we're going to hit in the show.
First thing, saddles.
Saddles?
Ooh. Saddles.
Damn.
I'm leading the charge with saddles.
Okay. Well, you can talk about your.
Yep. I'm talking about saddles. Yeah, okay. When I rode on a saddle.
Pony
yep,
Club
we'll
was
that.
Successful.
Yes, it was.
It worked.
I've ridden.
The Melbourne Cup is one of the nation's biggest events. So
really
saddles.
Sweet. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm leading this chat. Cool, TV, not
oh,
you. But
sorry.
Sure. Yeah,
you sorry, you're not offering up anything.
The next one is, what's that? What's that? Butter. Butterflies. Butterflies.
Oh, do I get to leave the butterfly chat?
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Do you know my favourite thing is when butterflies wear saddles?
Yeah.
And
whoa, cutting in on Bickmore's turf. There,
no.
Bro.
Can I not do that?
Do you know when I was a kid, I used to call them flutterbys?
Did you?
Because they fluttered by.
Did you know I once tried to make a butterfly by putting butter on a fly? It was bad for
good
everyone
chat.
Involved.
Also, she's got COVID is a good thing to chat about. Cheating COVID is something that she wants us to talk about.
Oh,
which I don't know what that is.
That's when you have an affair and catch it and then can't explain where it came from.
What? Yep. When they're doing naughty things, not yeah. isolating and stuff.
Yeah. When they've broken
and
out the saddles.
The last thing
on each
is
other.
What's the last thing you want to talk about?
I know.
Bell's ring. Where? Producer Bell got engaged yesterday morning, and Evie's been obsessed with her ring ever since. So. Thank you, Evie. Thanks for producing a great show today.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Your Friday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it is the end of the week.
Ooh.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy Wrapped or Raw.
Sorry, Bickers, before we get stuck in, I mean, it's been a big week and we've got a lot to look back on. But Jesse, first question, do you ever break out the harp in the boudoir when attempting to romance the ladies?
Mate.
And if you do, is that why you remain a virgin?
First of all, you know that never happens.
Sorry.
Second of all, it's too distracting. There's a lot of other things
sure,
going
sure,
on.
Sure, sure, sure. And I'm sorry, I chose the wrong room. I chose the bedroom it has. I'll re-ask the question. Do you ever break the harp out here at the office when you are attempting to attract the ladies?
I'll bring it out wherever
yeah,
I can.
Great.
Again, why he's still single.
Yes, yeah. You know the key to a man's harp.
I was going to be wrapped, but now I'm raw.
I don't know how to feel this week. Yeah. I mean, I feel raw because every day feels like it's just bleeding into the next at the moment, but
it's
I'm not going to be Debbie Downer.
You're not?
I mean, I was.
You just reminded me that we're living in a never-ending pit of misery at the moment.
Because this week, I don't know whether to be wrapped or raw, that my chemistry is so bad with our listeners that you thought I would be better if I took headphones off and spoke to our listeners without actually being able to hear them.
G'day, Ted. Would you like to ask Carrie a question?
Just want to ask Carrie, which one of her kids is her favourite?
Interesting, actually. It's very interesting. I might need a bit of time to think about that.
Oh, you can't.
Probably. Actually, yes. Yes. Yes, I reckon.
Yes. All right. G'day, Melissa.
When do I get to hear how these are sounding?
You're talking
though?
Over Melissa.
No, but I can't. can you just tell me, did I
Melissa
do bad
is,
or good with Ted?
Melissa is literally trying to ask
okay,
a question.
Did I do good or bad with Ted?
Melissa is trying to ask a question.
Need to know how I'm going.
She's getting very
angry.
He was
angry bad, now. Carrie. He was bad.
Do you hear that?
To you too, Melissa.
Let's go to Tom. G'day, Tom.
Hey, firstly, I'd just like to give a shout out to Romani.
Good, great man. Any reaction to that? Because
how's it hanging, Tom? Tom sounds fun. Do you serve, Tom?
Yes, I do. How'd you know that?
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Tom, any questions?
You know, would she be keen to have a surf lesson?
Oh, thanks, Tom. That's wonderful. Love you too.
Do you know what should make you roar about that?
Well,
it was better than usual.
It's not my fault.
What's
that
not?
That it normally is awkward.
Who's?
It's the listener's fault. How are you feeling this week, Jess?
Guys, I'm wrapped, to be honest.
Oh,
I'm just wrapped that I've still got a job because it's my my job to push the buttons and put guests to air when we have them.
It's not talking.
It turns out one of my favourite interviews we've ever done on this show, Jimmy the Bachelor, and we left Carrie alone in the studio without any of us, so I wasn't even in the room for it.
Jimmy.
So Carrie,
what do you like to do on the weekends, Jimmy?
You come here often?
Yeah.
I like to get out and about. I'm pretty
great. Well, I don't have any more questions for you. Can you tell them to come back in? This is weird now. Hold on, just hold there. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, they've gone, Jimmy. So, we got to go to a song.
Do you reckon Jimmy's rule this week as well? Because you said that we've gone and he could see you in the camera.
I know. I didn't know he could see me begging you to come back in the room.
Mate, you could hear faintly that going, well, you're going to come back.
I know. We put the post on our Carrie and Tommy Insta as well, and I got a lot of people messaging me going, oh, my God, you're such an idiot. Yeah, I know I am.
I'm a bit raw this week as well because we've been given challenges every day. We are getting dropped into the jungle to see if we can survive. And each day we're having to pass challenges that get vital items taken off us if we fail those challenges. Now, we had an eating challenge this week, and I have a bad gag reflex anyway. Yeah. So I was nervous about this because I thought it would make me spew. But I didn't expect that the person in charge of setting the challenge was going to start spewing before me.
Barbecued bucks?
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, but then you've also bought in.
They've got legs on them that look like they get caught in the throat.
Stop thinking about that.
You know when you get that bit of popcorn at the back of the throat. Stop. Imagine if it was a leg.
Stop that again. Stop dry reaching. And she's the one that said stupid challenge.
Don't do it
every time. It's like the snake. She lost her absolute.
Think of that leg dangling down the back of the throat.
Stop it. Don't, because that'll make us feel. We've
got to
eat it.
Stop.
Think of it tickling the back of the throat.
Stop it.
And the smell.
It's just a room full of people having a spew.
He didn't. Okay, you two have to exit.
Sonder and Tommy.
Out you both go. I'm going first.
Oh,
get out.
No, go.
No, you've got to get out. You'll dry reach. Get out.
I'm part of the show.
But
the only joy that I had from that,
the whole bit that we achieved it, we ate it, and we get to take whiskey in, which I never thought I'd be into, but
we're
I'm so
excited about taking whiskey. And also, something that made me rapt right at the end of that was my excuse for me being allowed to stay in the room was that I'm part of the show, as opposed to Sonda, the boss of the show. She can leave, that's fine.
Carrie and Tommy.